Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads in Benoni, that earlier fatal accident still causing some delays on the N12 West near Tom Jones Street. The road is closed. Traffic is being diverted at Snake Road and then on Snake Road. Thank you, Lee, for the WhatsApps we got in. There are also another set of accidents involving some trucks.
The Department of Education in Gauteng joined the national government's call to spaza shops to re-register to ensure compliance, especially those hoping to sell foods at schools.
All tuck shops, traders and vendors must comply with legal requirements, bylaws and food management regulations.
That was spokesperson Steve Mabona. Meanwhile, on World Toilet Day, Equal Education's Kimberly Kumalo says they acknowledge government's progress in the eradication of pit latrines at schools.
But we are still concerned with the number of schools that still have plain pit toilets on their premises.
And the best-selling video game Minecraft is to become a real-life destination in the UK as part of a multi-million pound deal between the theme park operator Merlin Entertainment and video game developer Mojang Studios. More on this and other stories at 7. We stick to international matters in the business minute. Here's Robert Cameron from Fisher Dugmore Securities.
News that Ukraine has fired US-made missiles into Russian territory has markets nervous. US markets are trading lower in early trade, with the S&P 500 down 0.4% and the Nasdaq losing 0.2%. European markets are deep in the red this afternoon, with the FTSE in London down 0.5%, with the CAC 40 in Paris down 1.4%.
And then on to some company news.
Walmart boosted its outlook for the year on strong consumer demand, saying that the average spend per visit is higher. Walmart share price today is up 3% at this point.
A dollar trading at 18 rand 4 cents, a euro 19 rand 11 and a pound 22 rand 86. Bitcoin trading at $92,478 and gold trading at $2,626.99 per fine ounce. Oil $73.27 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Madeline Fischer, more news at 7.
Sport word geborg deur Superbets. Wen is nie iets wat jou span kan doen nie, jy kan het vir jouself doen by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wet, spin, speel en wen.
We start off with some rugby news. Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus handed the brothers Jordan and Jaden Hendricks both starting roles and partner at halfback for the first time in Test rugby when they faced Wales in the final tour match in Cardiff on Saturday. And Erasmus also dispelled any thoughts of the box taking the fixture lightly or using it as a training or practice session, as he selected an incredibly strong squad with 8 players who started the win over England in the starting 15 and another 3 on the bench as well. Switching codes now to cricket news, all-rounder Marco Jansen and fast bowler Gerald Coetzee returned to the test setup for the first time, this time around in the series, after the India series. Now the first test will begin at Kingsmead in Durban on Wednesday the 27th of November, with the second test at St. George's Park in Gqeberha from the Thursday the 5th of December. Here is Shukri Conrad.
Just the physical state of Marco, for example, and Gerald was has always been a strong bugger. They just looked like guys that have come off a conditioning program and a conditioning block. You know, so I was really thrilled with what I saw in terms of their performance.
Thomas Tuchel is taking over in England's side with all the tools to win the 2026 World Cup, and that's according to departing interim manager Lee Carsley. Carsley, who took over on a temporary basis after Gareth Southgate resigned in July, secured promotion to the top tier of the Nations League with 5 wins from his 6 games. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Win up to 30 million rand by betting big on all the sporting action at Superbets. Whether it's football, rugby, cricket, tennis or F1, you can get in on the biggest.